You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about finding a supportive network while working through addiction recovery.
If you're in recovery from addiction, finding a sober community that's a good fit for your new lifestyle can be a struggle, especially if you also happen to be a person of color living in Wisconsin. Producer Morgan D. Stewart searches for a sense of belonging within the affinity groups of Recovery Dharma.
I first heard the term Sangha at a Recovery Dharma meeting in Madison. Recovery Dharma meetings are held by local members who join together to support each other on this path of recovery. They can be held in person or online. My first one was at Garber Feed Mill on Madison's east side. At the meeting, I learned the term Sangha is used loosely to describe one's meditation community. Living in Dane County and being new to this meeting, I expected that most people in the Sangha would reflect the demographics of the local population, which is 78% white. And while there were one or two people who looked like me, my mind wandered during our 20-minute meditation. I thought, everyone here seems really nice, but is there a place for people I have more in common with in terms of my identity? A place for people of color? Why do I feel like I need that? Why can't I just breathe? I needed to explore this question. I searched online and in my area for BIPOC affinity spaces for people in recovery. I didn't find one. So I asked around the Recovery Dharma online network and was connected with Oblosi Tsofkiel. I was almost gleeful because they seemed to have found that space.
I have found a lot of sanctuary and refuge in the BIPOC Sangha of Recovery Dharma, because racism isn't just I'm Black, you're white, or I'm this race and you're that race, and there's a difference between us. Sometimes it's an encapsulation where one person is benefiting from a system that is causing harm, and they haven't done the work to know what the costs are to the side that's being excluded or marginalized or exploited. And so that's a lot to combat or even to reference or to draw out when you're trying to show up needy or vulnerable and get your needs met. Because you don't teach a man to swim while he's drowning. You kind of just save his life.
The conflict here between what BIPOC folks might need and what white folks might need in a space sometimes shows up as spiritual bypassing. Spiritual bypassing involves using one's devotion to certain values or virtues as a way to refrain from taking the action needed. An example of spiritual bypassing might be,
we don't do war stories, you know, try not to be too triggering, be mindful of your impact on everybody else. Well, I feel like I'm being censored a little bit.
Later, after attending a few of the BIPOC Recovery Dharma meetings online, I met Sarah Bumpus. Bumpus volunteers often in these sanghas, helping to pick the meditations and offer tech support at the meetings. On occasion, Bumpus also delivers a meditation of her own, uncensored, inspired by phrases from the Recovery Dharma Handbook.
Dear Sangha, take a moment to settle in, focusing on your breath, and allow me to read this love letter to you.
Something clicked when I listened to Bumpus read her letter in this beautiful virtual gathering of BIPOC folks. In Recovery Dharma, whether in spaces visited mostly by white folks or in BIPOC sanghas, we all share at least one very important thing. We're all humans, practicing mindfulness and meditation in community, putting in what's sometimes called wise effort to help ourselves and each other recover from suffering caused by so many factors. Factors like addiction and trauma, yes, but also harm created by complex, deeply rooted systems of oppression. These spaces give folks in recovery the chance to breathe together.
Morgan D. Stewart brought us that story on BIPOC recovery spaces. Check out the full interview on UHuman's Creative Recovery podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is WPR News.